the pressures on the grain markets and financing options to help manage costs this year. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. If you've been waiting to see if the corn and soybean markets climb higher, well, you might be waiting for a little while, especially for corn prices. C.J. Miller has the story.
We're seeing headwinds across the board for the commodities, not every commodity, but many of them.
And that's Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX.
The general thinking in the markets is with the consumer sentiment and consumer confidence both kind of plunging here over the past month with the headlines of tariffs and inflation, that we're going to see economic growth kind of stumble here in the United States as well as globally, and that's going to hurt demand. Keep in mind that we'd had a significant rally in these grain and oil seed markets in recent weeks and months, therefore funds taking some profits on that rally.
How's the overall tone in the corn market?
A combination of factors there really piling on, and now the momentum has turned bearish. The dry areas of Argentina have turned wet to where even flooding is a concern now. The previously wet areas of Brazil that were slowing soybean harvest and therefore planting of safrinha corn dried out. And so we're seeing very fast planting of safrinha corn crop in Brazil. We also saw that the funds had near record large long positions or ownership in Friday's CFTC report, which made the traders nervous.
He adds that we could also see a huge increase in corn acres across the Midwest this growing season, which would also add significant pressure on the corn market. Check out our full conversation with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
All right, CJ, thanks. Also here in the short term, something to keep an eye on, USDA's Ag Outlook Forum starting today out in the D.C. area. Plenty of fresh fodder there for the ag markets.